John Matham forwarded us an email yesterday that he'd received from the Honorary Rangers of Table Mountain about their growing concern over the graffiti levels on the mountain. And so joining us now on the line is Media and Communications Manager for the Honorary Rangers, John Friedman, to explain the situation. John, good afternoon. What's going on the mountain?
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to share this with you. I'll share our concerns with you. Definitely the scourge of graffiti, if we can call it that, seems to be on the rise in Table Mountain. So this is within the natural areas and the natural sort of parts of Table Mountain National Park, which we're trying our best to tackle at all times, but we just would really like to bring it to the attention of the wider public, who can also help us in getting rid of this, this development.
It's astounding to me that people that want to climb Table Mountain and use the mountain recreationally would think to deface it. What is the reasoning behind the graffiti? Do you know?
We don't know. Certainly from, you can look all over the world wherever graffiti's prevalent, which, if you've traveled, is obviously most sort of urban centers have their graffiti. It's really just a sign of, something as old as mankind itself wanting to leave a mark, I guess. Whether it's your name or your professor of undying love to your loved one, to carve that into a tree or a rock face or, a cave or a sign, even as we're seeing now, just seems to be a thing that, it's generational. It's certainly been around, but the fact that we're spending more and more time and greater resources to try and get rid of it because we don't believe it belongs in a national park, is certainly cause for concern.
Well, John, that was my next question. How do you go about getting rid of it?
Well, you get different types of graffiti. Obviously, you've got the guys that will carve something into a stone, which is quite easy to remove in terms of, being able to sort of sandpaper it out. The most common forms of graffiti that we're seeing, things like tagging. So we're not talking about the art form of creative artworks. This is someone just sort of scratching their name. Tags, things like that onto signs and into rock surfaces, usually marking it with either some sort of marking pen or, of course, spray paint being the traditional medium of choice. And there are, we've got materials that some of our team members have gone out and tried different things, different paint removers. We've settled on a product now, which is sort of commercially available in hardware stores, which in the case of, spray paint and painted on applications works quite well with this sort of stiff scrubbing brush and some water. It's obviously has to be eco-based because we're not wanting to take chemicals into the national park that are going to linger in the environment. So it's been a process of trial and error, but we do believe we have hit upon the magic stuff. Where it gets to, defacing signage, which is also very common, people sort of either putting stickers over trail markers and things like that. We've got to be a little bit more careful. It's a bit more delicate work because you don't want to, obviously lose the information that the sign is carrying. So you can't then sort of splash a paint remover over it because you will also take off, your signage with it. So you become quite skilled. And I think certainly within the Honorary Rangers graffiti removal team, which is a wide range of different skills, have all been put to the test in trying to curb graffiti as much as possible. And obviously, it's an ongoing job. It's something we'll never not have to do because as soon as you take it off, it is replaced.
Reappears, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. John, is there a way that, regular people that like to hike up the mountain can also assist, or is it best to leave it to the experts?
Certainly. We're very much busy in with Sand Parks, and their rangers have been phenomenal in really mucking in and getting their hands dirty, helping us transport materials, absolutely doing the work themselves. So it's not just us. And there are obviously a bunch of different trail organizations and mountain user groups that are also all, willing to get their hands dirty and are out there. So by all means, this is a team effort. And we're grateful and happy for anybody that wants to pitch in. For us, it's also about sort of marking things. We understand not everybody hikes with eco-friendly solvent and a wire scrubbing brush in their backpack. So, in that case, if you come across some graffiti, you're not prepared for it, take a photo on your phone if you've got your phone with you, and using whichever platform, you know, the mountain user is most comfortable with, you know, report it, note it. You can tag Sand Parks, you can tag Sand Parks Honorary Rangers, and we'll get the message. However, people, you know, we're also obviously documenting where the most extreme cases are, and trying to get a graffiti map going so that we can also, you know, in future revisit those spots and just make sure that it's not being reapplied in those areas.
You guys should stand at the bottom of Plattekloof Gorge on a Saturday and hand out solution to hikers that might want to go up and help you scrub.
That is not off the table. It is certainly something, if people want to get involved, we do have regular cleanups that everyone's welcome to come and join the Honorary Rangers. You don't need any sort of special skills there, just the willingness to want to try and remove something that doesn't belong in the national park from the national park areas. Certainly there are areas that are worse hit than others. Lion's Head is a huge problem for us. Signage at Silver Mine, where, you know, it's also another problem. But so if you are a mountain user and you've noticed it before and maybe it's irked you, maybe you've just thought, well, that's just part of, you know, being on a sort of urban edge, then all that's fine, but try and get involved if you can. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to just bring more attention to it so that people can become, honorary graffiti removers, just because it is so unnecessary, really, I think, to have it. And, you know, one considers it to say, well, you know, are you just opposed to self-expression? The placement of graffiti anywhere inside a protected area is actually a contravention of NEMA, which is, again, the National Environmental Management Act. So it is also a law issue, which we're trying to address.
John Freedom, Media and Communications Manager for the Honorary Rangers, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.